Good morning. One second. Okay. Pride. Somehow pride has become such a big part of our lives and today, especially in American society. American pride, school pride, personal pride. But why, I ask you? Pride is nothing more than another sin, is it not? So again, I ask, why has it become such a big part of our lives? I'm going to read from, it's Proverbs 16:18. Give me one second. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. With pride comes arrogance, and arrogance is not of God, but of the devil. As children of God, we are supposed to model our lives after Christ. Christ is not arrogant nor prideful. So I ask you, why are we? I'll tell you why. Because as humans, we are full of sin. And now you're probably asking, how does this pertain to the theme worthy? And I'll tell you how. It really doesn't. Now let me explain for a little bit. Because as humans, we are full of sin, pride, and arrogance. So the only person to ever walk this earth who was worthy was Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died on the cross. But let me take a step back for a second, because I want to talk about something that I think pertains to this a little bit. I want to talk about a content creator named David Ladding. For those who don't know him, he's about the same age as I. He became a popular content creator by posting videos talking about Christ and reading scripture. But I don't believe this is one of the main reasons that he became such a popular content creator. In all of his videos, David is crying. And I believe this really stood out for everyone, because who cries in front of random people? Millions of people, for that matter. And I think that is really admirable. Swallowing your pride and telling millions of people that you are sinful, and being able to take hold of your actions and your sin-filled life. This brings me back to the point of sin and shame and everything in between. How we aren't worthy, and the only person who was is Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah, whatever you may call him, because he lived a sinless life and died for us, but with the image of every human in his eyes, no matter if we are worthy or not, he was for us. So one day, when it's time to meet him, we can stand and rejoice alongside each other, proclaiming the greatness, worthiness, and glory of God for eternity. So I tell you, worthiness does not come from you, but from God. For you will never be worthy. So be faithful of the grace of God, that one day you may leave this wretched place and be with your Lord in heaven, by the glory of God and the worthiness of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who was able to die being sinless and come back 3 days later, so that the entire world now and forever and ever may be saved. So I end with this. Worthiness isn't a lifestyle that we can live. So instead, I tell you, live a life of faithfulness and repentance, so that one day maybe you may be saved for eternity with the gift Christ has given us through himself. Thank you. Amen.